Greetings again, pilgrims. We're on our way to Bethlehem. It's our Advent journey 2020. And today is Saturday, December the 5th. It's episode 7 of our Advent daily devotions. Today's devotion is from John Pavlovitz's Advent devotional called Lo, an honest Advent devotional. And today's devotion is titled Carry and Deliver. Carry and Deliver. First, let's hear the scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. That's Luke 1, 26 through 33. Here's the word. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Amen. John Pavlovitz writes this: "Growing up Catholic, I understood Mary, the mother of Jesus, very differently than I do today. When I was younger, she held this place of rarefied adoration that, while reverential, almost obscured the earthly reality of her part in the story. The uncertainty and the scandal in which she'd found herself. Largely lost on me was the fact that she was a young girl, already engaged, and suddenly with child of unfathomable origin, living surrounded by ordinary people who didn't read her story with the detached hindsight we have. The fear and the pressure of her circumstances would have been disorienting. She was invited into something beautifully terrifying, and she simply said, yes. As I've gotten older, I focused on Mary's yes in that moment, the way she accepted the invitation she'd been given, knowing it would also mean welcoming opposition. Today, I see her as an ancestor in this journey, the first responder for those of us who seek to emulate Jesus in the world. Mary was asked to literally carry and deliver the love of God to a planet in dire need of such a thing. She willingly accepted the collateral damage of bearing goodness in a time and place in which doing so would prove difficult. You and I, we get to play a similar role in this moment in the story of the planet, a place burdened with sadness and disconnect. We are similarly pregnant with the capacity to bring peace and kindness and healing. Today, think about the character traits of Jesus that resonate most deeply with you, especially those that seem lacking in the world. And realize that these are what you are invited to birth into the world. Compassion, forgiveness, courage, honesty. Let goodness form within you today, and then find a way to release it into the world. Amen. Just a reminder that tomorrow and the other two Sundays in December, our other two Advent Sundays of December, tomorrow and the next two, we're starting a new little activity at church called Give and Gift. It's a giving Sunday and it's a gifting Sunday. So from the hours between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., the church will be open. And in the gathering space in the back of the education wing, we'll have a little setup there for you to drop off a non-perishable food item or another need for the local food shelter at the Methodist Church. We're going to be sending out an email today with some of their priorities in it so you can know. Doesn't have to be one of those, but at least we'll know. And after you give your little donation, your gift, then you pick up a little gift bag. And for every kid in your family or who comes, there's a few little Christmas trinkets for them to put in the gift bag and take away home for the week. And it'll always include a ornament to decorate. And we're hoping that everybody, all the kids out there, decorate those ornaments. And on Christmas Eve day, you drop by the church and put them on the kids of all ages, we call it, the kids of all ages Christmas tree out front of the church, the one that's lit up every night so beautifully. And then on Christmas Day, if you feel like it, you can come back by with your family and use the tree as a photo op, the fully decorated kids of all ages Christmas tree. So that's the plan. The next three Sundays, tomorrow and the next two, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a give and gift for kids. And we want every kid to participate. So if the adults have to come for them or friends come for them, brothers or sisters, that's okay. We want every kid to have a gift bag every week now till Christmas. And let's hear our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.